This is JIS News. Coming up, legislation drafted to facilitate hemp and medical ganja industries. Jamaica committed to safeguarding the rights of refugees and citizens urged to help remove barriers to inclusion of persons with disabilities. The news in detail after this message.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
No brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less to life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Legislation has been drafted to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to facilitate the establishment of medical ganja and industrial hemp industries. The amendments will legalize cultivation and other activities involved in the production and supply of the plants under a controlled regime. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says Jamaica will still observe its anti-narcotics obligations while issuing licenses for players in the medical ganja and industrial hemp industries. Minister Golding says with the changes to the Act, the government will be seeking to lay the foundations for the establishment of regulatory regimes to govern the cultivation and use of ganja for medical and scientific purposes, as well as non-medical industrial hemp.
It must be emphasized that these proposals must be consistent with the existing requirements of the anti-narcotics treaties to which Jamaica is a party. In this regard, it is significant that the regulated utilization of ganja and industrial hemp for the specific purposes indicated is permissible within the scheme of the treaties.
Minister Golding was addressing a press briefing at Jamaica House Tuesday. In the meantime, a licensing authority is to be established to govern the licensing processes for participation in the medical ganja and industrial hemp industries. Regulations for the licensing authority will be included in the amended Dangerous Drugs Act.
The Act will be amended to enable the making of regulations to establish a system of licenses, permits, and authorizations for the controlled cultivation, production, processing, possession, transportation, delivery, offering for sale, etc., for medical and scientific purposes of ganja, including research, clinical trials, and the manufacture of nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals.
Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding. The government announced in June that it would make changes to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize marijuana for specific purposes. Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Professor Stephen Vassiani, has reiterated the government's commitment to the rule of law in its relations with the international community. Ambassador Vassiani says Jamaica's treatment of refugee issues exemplifies the country's good faith efforts to meet its international treaty commitments and satisfy generally accepted norms and standards of international human rights.
Jamaica, as a small developing country which seeks to promote human rights in practice, has sought to safeguard all the rights specified in the Refugees Convention. For us, this is work in progress. All countries, however, must remain committed to the ultimate goal of refugee policy.
Ambassador Vassiani was speaking at the United States Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's 44th Annual Legislative Conference in Washington recently. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to play a greater role in protecting the rights of the disabled and helping to remove the barriers to inclusion, participation, and development of persons with disabilities, PWDs. The call comes from Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks, who noted that without a national drive to ensure the protection of the rights of persons with disabilities, there will continue to be dependents of the state.
They will forever be on welfare. Their potential and their value will be untapped. Jamaica will never benefit from their creativity, and Jamaica's true potential and developed status will only be a dream.
Mrs. Hendricks was addressing a policy forum by the Management Institute for National Development MIND in Kingston recently. Citing some of the barriers to inclusion and development of persons with disabilities, such as discrimination, physical and information inaccessibility, and inadequate access to basic services, Mrs. Hendricks says the protection of this group is imperative to national development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.